Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Hello, everyone. Oh. Hello, everyone. We'll try that again.
We'll
try that again. I pressed the button the wrong way. Welcome to episode 13 of the Dadcast.
Welcome, everyone.
13
Welcome
episodes, back. Paul. Plus the intro one, so technically 14. But wow.
So, yeah.
We've stayed
Hello
consistent.
To our Belgian friends and ni hao to our Taiwanese friends.
I think we need to check our stats and see if there's any other countries we need to...
Yeah, we could be neglecting our lovers.
We could be neglecting quite a few, but we do like Ni Hao. That is kind of become one of our second or third trademarks of this podcast.
I need that on a t-shirt, Dadcast Ni Hao.
That would be quite cool, actually. So we've lit the candle, we've got our drinks ready, we've got a few topics this week. We're going to try and keep it quite snappy. It's been quite a tiring week, quite emotional week for us, for those who... obviously know who we are, what we are, what we do, and what communities we are part of. We did lose a very, very good community member and friend this week to cancer. So this episode is dedicated to our friend Jay McLaughlin. You may know him as Reptron Boy, and we love you, bro. So this episode is for you.
It's for you, Jay.
There we go. So I'm not going to dwell on that too much because I will not be able to do this podcast, and I'm sure, you know, people don't want to hear me crying. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. So we'll move swiftly on from that,
and we'll head on.
A quick catch up. So how's your week been?
Oh, my week's been chaotic.
Chaotic.
If I can talk, it's just mental.
Yeah, see, mine's the opposite right now. So at least you're busy.
Yeah, but I'm only busy because I've got a gearbox in pieces on one ramp in my workshop.
Yep.
Which is waiting on a part that I've been waiting for about 2.5 weeks now. I think I've got about another 3 weeks to go till the part's apparently due in.
So you said this the other podcast, is that your workshop often is almost out of action, or you've got a single ramp.
So the single ramp that's spare,
yeah.
On Wednesday, I ripped an engine out of a car, stripped all the pieces.
Just because.
And yeah, I just fancied it. Came in for a headlight bulb and I thought, not today.
No.
I need that bonus.
Yeah, I'm charging you extra.
They said vehicle health check, so I'm checking everything.
That's it.
Yeah, no. So that's come in, but something went wrong with the head. We couldn't park, a bit of an injector was stuck in it. We couldn't get it out, so we had to ship it off to an engineering firm.
Right.
That was on Wednesday. I finally got that back at 2 o'clock today.
Nice.
So for the last... 48 hours I've had that car's been stuck on that ramp. So
sounds like a good week. So you're not working tomorrow.
No,
someone else is working tomorrow, so you just left it with them.
And there's just two ramps that can't be used.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, it's been one of those weeks.
One of them.
I had staff sickness for 2 days this week. Obviously I didn't take a day off on Thursday once we heard the news from Jay, but I certainly did a work from home day.
Yeah.
I just needed to not be around people for that day. So my week kind of feels very bitty. It feels like I've not done anything this, or not achieved anything this week. There's loads going on at work. We've obviously had people give notice. We're having to do recruitment. The talent pool out there at the moment for employees is terrible. We've got two recruitment companies on it. We're on it, you know, we're advertising everywhere and we're offering decent money. I mean, you know, in my day as a trainee, you know, I was on like 14 grand a year.
Mm.
You know, I know this is a little while ago now, but not that long ago. And now we're like throwing 30 grand about and we can't attract anyone.
No.
No one with experience. It's absolutely bonkers.
Is that just because OTE elsewhere is better? Or
I don't know. I think the art of selling is dying.
Yeah.
I honestly think that we are in a generation now that people just want to be behind a screen at home.
Mm.
You know...
We see that in a dealership a lot. Like, you don't, like, a car salesman isn't somebody who's like twisting your arm and giving you reasons to buy the car.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time, you've already done the research. You're coming in saying, right, I just want to quit driving it. Right, I'll have it.
Yeah. You know, right. And it's not that exciting.
No.
And I think that's the thing is the same with property. I think property sells itself on lettings. whereas sales is hard. So you need a really seasoned sales guy who works the leads and works people. But the younger generation, and to a degree myself, have had it so not good, but it's like you said, it's not selling, it's opening a door.
Yeah.
And now the market's tough. It's like, it's really hard to find salesmen, you know, and for a younger person, they don't want to become a salesman. You know, they want to become an IT person or something else. You can't really blame them because they're getting the same
money without
the pressure, and they can sit in their pants all day at home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I get it.
Shout out Lam Sheesh, who's doing that now.
Yeah, Lam Sheesh has done exactly that. So yeah, recruitment is a real hard one. So we've been struggling with that. We've had people that we've hired and let go the same week. I think people have embellished on CVs. We had this lovely lady that was coming into work on the weekends and she couldn't operate Chrome, you know, and when all of our systems are Google based or, you know, cloud based, it kind of was a big red flag. So we're like, and then part of the reason we let her go is because then our negotiator gave notice and that would be the key person to train this person.
Yeah.
Because she works weekends. So it's just like, oh, it's been a real clusterfuck for recruitment. So it's been very, very draining. And on top of that, I'm obviously doing a big rebrand for the firm.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of other transactions that we're trying to get through to grow our firm as well. So there's loads going on. And recruitment is like the headache on top that we just don't need.
Just don't need that.
I hate recruitment. Because that
puts the rebrand at right snail's pace.
Well, it does. I mean, I had a meeting with the partners today and I'm like, right, I really need to get my head down. I've signed off on a new website today, which obviously I'm project managing. I need to sign off on boards, merch, clothing, signage for the shop, color schemes, you know, lead times on signage, like all of that stuff. And then the other partners are like, yeah, no, we just delay it. Just don't worry about it right now. We need to kind of concentrate on, you know, the coal face, as they call it, which is, you know, we're not making enough money. So we need to just concentrate on just, you know, all hands at the deck.
Get some money in, then we can start spending money. Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, well, I think if we got the rebrand done, fresh energy, fresh look, you know, we've already changed company's house. So the name has already changed. I've already applied for trademark of the new logo. It's like, if we delay,
gonna lose it.
We're going to lose the impetus that we had. And it doesn't make sense because our business name is already changed as far as the government's concerned. And I want to crack on with it. So in the end, I've kind of said, well, look, I'll do a bit of the designing in my own time, because we haven't actually, although we've done the logo and the color scheme, we haven't done any of the side stuff.
No.
Business cards, merch, letterheads, you know, all the kind of little bits that you take for granted all still need to be done. But they just don't want to focus on it right now. So yeah, it's a bit hard.
Understandable.
So there we go. So that's been our weeks. Entertaining. Chaos. We made it to Friday, means it's drink day.
It is beer day. I've been looking forward to this. I've not actually drunk all week.
Have you not?
Mainly because
I've drunk too much.
Sunday, I did a family barbecue at our house.
You got
Emily's
wrecked.
Birthday.
Apparently.
Yeah. We did like, you know, bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Two bottles of wine,
heavy
crate of beer.
To be fair, that's going to put you off for most of the week.
So I just like, I needed a detox this week. And yeah, wait for tonight.
I don't blame you. So tonight for me, after I've had this, is my only drink, because we're going to do part run in the morning.
Okay.
And the last few part runs I've done is I've been on a bottle of red. So I'm interested to see if I can perform any different without having it. But equally, I've had the odd bottle in the week as well. And the problem is these days, I think a bottle goes too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, when we heard about Jay, bottle that night, no problem.
There was no glass.
Yeah, it's just brown bagged it on the way home from the shop. So yeah, you know, I'm very mindful that, you know, obviously, as Carly would say, liquid calories are sneaky calories.
Mm-hmm.
So bottle of red's going to be like 1200 calories probably.
Is it?
Oh, it's a lot. Maybe it's not that much. I'm exaggerating, but basically it's like having a couple of donuts. It's not good for you.
No, I'd rather have a couple of donuts.
Yeah, see, I don't get that nice mellow buzz on a donut. But I'm not really a sweet tooth. I'm more of a savoury man. So I think that's, you know, crisps maybe.
Maybe.
But the problem is when I have wine is I get the munchies and then I go raiding the cupboards and it's dangerous.
So it could be 1,200 calories by the time you've had a session.
By the time I've had four packets of crisps from the girls' drawer. So yeah, it's dangerous. So today I'm going for something a bit different.
Okay, because we had the bottle of wine last time.
We had wine last time. Now, what I've done today, because I found the last couple of times we had cans or bottles or beer or whatever, we have commented that it'd probably be better cold.
Yeah, we've normally left them too late to buy
Now, this type of drink, I think you would normally serve at best chilled,
okay,
but probably room temperature. But I thought, let's change it up and put it in the fridge. So I told Carly to put it in the fridge at about 4 o'clock. So hopefully they're cold enough.
Yeah.
But hopefully it will taste a bit better. So let's get our drinks ready.
I see I've got a nice glass and...
Yeah, I thought we'll go for the Poncy glasses because it is a bit of a...
ale glass.
It's an ale glass. Now, this isn't an ale, but it's also not a lager.
Okay. Always cold.
Mm. So we'll do a reveal in 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
So nice. This week for our drink, we have a blueberry maple stout.
Mm.
Now, this is 6% volume.
Very nice.
It's a can. It's a classic 12 fluid ounce can, 355
simple
mil.
Simple can. It's nice.
It's a Sogletuck Brewing Company, which sounds very Canadian, made in Michigan.
Yeah.
Which is Canada?
No, Michigan's America.
It's America. It is America. Yeah. I was going to say, maybe I'm thinking of...
It's New York, isn't it?
Michitorkey or whatever they're called up in Canada. So the story behind this one, actually I find this writing very hard to read, even with glasses on, but it says a rich... sweet stout with classic malt characteristics with a bold, unique twist. This beer tastes like you crammed a fat stack of blueberry pancakes into a pint glass and smothered it with maple syrup. That's what sold me in the shop.
Yeah.
Channel your inner lumberjack because it's in for a real treat made in Michigan.
Mm.
So it sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
Contains barley, hops, yeast, and water. 6%. And it's either going to be incredible or fucking horrendous. I tend to find with these things, there is no in between. So let's do the ASMR.
Oh, it's dark.
Is it dark? Oh, it is a stout. It is a stout. We'll do the pour. Enjoy the pour, everyone. Oh, that's a perfect amount as well for the glass. Just a bit too much.
I've gone a bit heady.
Too much head as always?
Yep.
Right, so there we go. Perfectly poured. Perfectly poured. Nice head. Half an inch.
Oh, God, full inch.
That is very dark.
It's a Guinness.
It's almost darker than Guinness. That is a very, very dark pint. So this is what we will call a dessert beer.
Yep.
And it might be the last time I ever drink it.
First and
which,
last.
Which often is the case with these sweet ones. So chin-chin.
Chin-chin.
To Jay.
To Jay.
Love you, brother. Oh, it's developing.
Mm.
Let's have a bit more.
I notice when you sip it, when you first bring it to your mouth, you get like a blueberry. Like you almost get a big hit of blueberry.
Afterwards, I'm getting more licorice.
Mm.
Like I'm not getting it's sweet.
It's very stereotypical stout to me.
For a
it's got that like burnt cindery sort
of
taste.
For a blueberry maple stout, I'm getting a lot of burnt of licorice-y sort of vibes.
Yeah, there's no sweetness of maple there.
No, that's definitely burnt. I think there's a tad of misdescription on that one.
Slightly.
Not terrible, but I hate licorice. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm really not a fan of licorice. So if anything kind of
our friendship.
If anything tinges towards licorice,
yeah,
it's not for me. So I'm getting some flashbacks of those horrible boxes of licorice. What are they called?
Licorice all sorts.
The licorice all sorts. When all that's left is the really strong dark ones.
They are the best.
I've got other ones with pink or yellow all around them.
Oh, okay.
To sweeten them up a bit. So although I said I prefer savoury to sweet, licorice is like. Oh, what's this devil food?
Love a bit of licorice.
Unless it's strawberry laces, and that's kind of like in the licorice family, but it's not quite the same.
No.
So there we go.
Quite the same.
There is our drink for this week. That's going to be a bit of a hard one to get through.
It is. Well, I think it's not bad. It's quite smooth.
Yeah, it's not and harsh in any way whatsoever.
Being chilled and cold.
I think that was a good
it's
move.
Definitely a good move.
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot difficult. More difficult
if that was warm.
If it was warm,
yeah, and it was warm because it's been next to my PC all week because I bought this last weekend, and for once I didn't drink it. But I think it's because it's such a novelty beer. If that was a Thirsty Ferret or a Doom Bar or something like that. It wouldn't have made it.
No.
It wouldn't have made it. That would have been drunk on Thursday.
So that's Sugatuck
Brewing Company.
Sugatuck Brewing Company. The Maple Blueberry Maple Stout. Thank you, mate.
You're very welcome. It's going to repeat on me, I can tell.
Yeah.
My run is going to be fun tomorrow. It could also be a natural laxative for all we know. So
Bring up your own blueberry pancake.
You can. I'm trying to remember where I bought it from. I mean, it's going to be Lidl or Aldi. It's going to be one of those sorts of ones. It could even be... Oh, no, I tell you where it was. It was Home Bargains.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Home Bargains on the retail park.
Yeah.
So those were, I want to say, about $1.99.
Yeah, okay, it's not too bad.
It's all right. It's kind of like, it's not a premium one.
No.
But it's obviously you pay a bit more because it's novelty.
Yeah.
But technically, I didn't pay for it. It was in Carly's shopping basket and she paid them for me. So there we go, freebies.
Thank you very much, Carly.
Exactly. Makes a change because normally I'm the one paying for all the weekend freebies.
Yeah.
But there we go. Blueberry Maple Stout. So that leads us nicely through the drink and into topic time.
Topic time. So a reason to drink is that we are now in the official summer holidays for Christ. School.
So 6 weeks.
I've actually, on a side note, the little list of podcasts ideas, I've actually broken it down to sections now so I know I can follow it nicely.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we are... Like I say, into the summer holidays.
Summer holidays. So
schools broke up.
So
today.
Of course, naturally, the first thing I've done in the summer holidays is pack the kids off to grandparents.
Yeah,
they're out of here
for 6 weeks.
Get out, get out. So mum texted yesterday saying, we can't do anything next week. So should we have the girls tomorrow? I was like, yep, podcast night, perfect.
You couldn't have timed it better.
Wife's working, so it's pure lads' night tonight. So we're gonna do this. Then we'll watch a bit more Formula One.
Bit Drive to Survive,
which is my new obsession. We'll go into obsessions in a minute, but it's half term. We've got 6 weeks of hell. Usually my wife's excuse for not sorting the house out with me is because the kids are just crazy, so now nothing's gonna get it done for 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks time you're not gonna be able to walk.
And you know how much I get triggered by like stuff not getting done in the house.
I
know it's ironic because there's always piles of tech, but they're organized piles of tech.
I've Tetris them perfectly,
exactly. Whereas like washing up, piles of clothes, blankets on the floor, shoes everywhere, I can't handle that.
Just annoy the hell out of me. I'm forever folding up blankets, putting them away, and then 5 minutes later everybody's under a blanket again, and then 2 minutes later they're
it's
all
on
outside.
The floor or something. Sofa throws, like I love them and I hate them in equal measure. So our lounge is covered in sofa throws that end up in the middle of the floor because kids just cannot fold.
No.
Or even just put it on the chair that they're sat on. It has to go on the floor.
Mm.
And
it
does my nut in.
So I saw the perfect TikTok today that reminds me, it goes for both men and kids.
Yeah.
It was this guy and he's like ironing and he's like perfectly ironing. And then he's like meticulously folding it, then as he carries it over to the pile, it's just screwed up all a mess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just men's folding and kids.
Yeah.
Kids folding.
Yeah, see, I've always like thought this, like, there are lots of stereotypes about blokes, right? And lots of probably disgruntled women because their blokes are just lazy and slobs and whatever. Why do I always get it the other way around? Well, so, like, in pretty much everything I do, like, I'm the emotional one. I'm the tidy one. I'm the one that moans because washing up's not been done, and I'll do it. It's like everything for me has been reversed.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
And I think it's become like a modern thing, like a modern man thing. I think as equality has crept in and those traditional roles have dissolved, like someone's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
So I think as a guy, you're naturally a kind of like a problem solver. And, you know, it's kind of changed from those problems being work-related.
Because the workload is now shared.
Yeah, because you're both working.
Mm.
So when you come home, obviously you've lost the load at home. So then you come home and you problem solve, like, well, we need to get this place sorted. And then to be fair, the OCD kicks in, or the ADHD, probably, but both. And then I start doing stuff and it's like peeling an onion. Like I'll do something and then I'm like, well, I've done that now. Now that doesn't look adequate. So I've done the washing up, but now the other side of the kitchen looks messy.
It's just a vicious circle,
And now I need to put a wash on and then I need to get the floor hoovered. Or in this case now with a robot hoover, I need to get Wally out.
Yeah.
And then I go upstairs and then that's not right. And basically my weekends, I can lose my entire weekends to housework.
Mm. And that's going to be your 6 weeks.
That's going to be my 6 weeks.
Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so yes.
So yeah, we've got all of that to look forward to. The weather's been crap.
It has been crap. Hasn't it?
The last week and a half, it's been really crappy. It's been rugged.
Flying out day yesterday.
Yeah, it's not that it's been like cold, but it's just not been nice enough for the kids to get outdoors.
No,
it's
not.
And the kids are indoors, they drive me crazy.
Yeah.
It's not like we've got a big garden anyway, but at least when the sun's out, you could go for a walk, or you can go to the park, or, you know, they can go off to nannies and play in the garden all day. When the weather's crap, everyone's just on iPads and computers.
Yeah.
And we all get a bit stir crazy.
Yeah, see, I've got 2 weeks off August. So I'll have a week with just me and the kids. That'll be fine.
Are we going camping in August? I lose track of what we're doing. Are we going away later in the year?
I think so, yeah.
Is it Halloween again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I think we're away camping first week of August. I can't remember where.
Yeah, no, we actually go to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, nice.
1 week of August camping. But yeah, no, 6 weeks holiday, I'm not looking forward to it. We've had plenty of tears this week over it.
Yeah.
Because obviously Layla's leaving school. She's now...
Happy tears, hopefully, for that.
It's been a bit of both. She doesn't want to leave her because she's primary school now moving into secondary
school.
It's
a big thing.
It's a big thing.
I mean, I remember those feelings well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we moved to a different country. And then I moved from, you know, kind of a county, if you like, in that country to another county in that country. And, you know, you start afresh every single time. And I know moving up one school is probably not saying you're bound to have one or two friends go with.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids.
But I remember those feelings.
It's not a nice feeling. The thing is, she was really against going to the school that she's been told she has to go to.
Yep.
So then we looked at two other schools, which then she can't get into one of them. She wasn't too sure on the other one. So now we flip-flopped to she's going to the school, she wants to go to the school that she's been told she has to go to, which a lot of people from her school are going to.
Okay.
So I'm like, it should be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just had tears because one, she didn't want to go to that school. And then she's not worried. And then she's scared about starting a new school.
Yep.
And then she just doesn't want to leave her current school altogether.
Yeah. No, I do. I mean, yeah. I'm having flashbacks now to doing that. And I know that feeling of like different uniform.
Mm.
You know, where am I going to go? How am I going to find my way around the school?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where are my classes?
And like from primary school, senior school is huge. Like you see all the kids who are in like year 10, year 11.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're giants, they're adults.
Yeah, I definitely remember that massive anxiety of going up a school. So I do definitely commiserate there. My two obviously are still in the same school.
Yeah, they're just moving a new year.
They're moving up and they like the teachers that they're moving to, but they're still not far off from finishing. And it is like scary how quickly our kids grown up.
It is.
Like I said the other day, like you'll have this with Layla already, but when Daisy turns 9 this year, she will then be closer to 18 than she will be to being a baby.
Yeah, well, Layla's 11 now.
There you go. Yeah. So she is closer to being 18 and grown up and officially able to move out than your little girl.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
It's not a great feeling as a dad.
Yeah, so then she should be moving to year 4.
Yep.
But she's decided she wants to move school now.
Okay.
Because only on the pure basis, it's hilarious. Is because when Layla was in year 5, year 6, when we lived around the corner, she was allowed to walk home to and from school on her own because it was only around the corner and the school allow it at that in those 2 year groups. So on that notion, she's gone, if I go to that school there, right by our new house,
I can walk home.
She's when I get to year 5, so in a year's time, she's like, I can walk home from school on my own. That's the only reason she wants to do it. That's it.
So she could be going to the worst school in Bournemouth for all we know.
Yeah, but she just wants to be able to, in 12 months.
I mean, it's smart.
Yeah.
You're smart. You've got to like the way she thinks.
She's like, I can walk to school. It's efficient. Yeah. Which I'm like, it's sweet and it's clever that she's, you know, she's gone now. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's like, all these friends I've got, screw you guys, I'm walking home.
Yeah. I'm throwing away all that friendship for distance.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, no, you know, it's an emotional time for the kids. It is emotional time for parents with 6 weeks with the kids at home.
It'll be a lovely time to have 6 weeks with the kids at home. But at the same time, it'll be bloody stressful.
It would be. So yeah, we've got all that to come. So all the fellow parents out there that are listening to this, commiserations. Hopefully you manage to get through the next 6 weeks. Yeah,
don't buy all the wine stock because I need it for myself.
Yes, exactly. Don't take the Diablo.
That's it. So moving on, that's sort of the only parenting subject I've got that's hit me this week. So what games, TV? Obviously, I know you're watching F1 Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
We've watched two episodes before with the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. We were in danger of getting hooked on that.
We were.
And slightly going off, not off topic, but I said this last night. I jumped on a live stream on Instagram last night. I was just in one of those moods. And again, I was being all emotional and I just wanted to connect with my followers and friends. And I was kind of explaining that I have a very addictive personality, right? So when I get into something, I kind of want to go all in.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I watched the Tour de France documentary.
Okay.
That same night, I ordered my new cycling glasses. Yeah. So I got my new cycling glasses here. And I also ordered this pair of pink racing socks, which are just for cycling. Bear in mind, I haven't cycled in like 5 years.
Do they add any brake horsepower to your cycling?
Of course they do. It's like RGB. You know, you wear pink socks, you go faster.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of pink in these as well. So there was a deliberate, you know, so they're like pink and orange. Yeah.
They're very 80s, like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Absolutely the look I was going for. So there's that. And then obviously I've got into Formula One and now I want a racing wheel. And I was looking at those miniature...
That's why there's a replica F1 car in the driveway.
Exactly. And you know those miniature helmets you can get? Yeah. Like they're 1-4 scale or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking at those, £120 each. And I was like, oh, I could put them in my setup. So I do have a very addictive personality. When it comes to like getting into stuff, I'm like, I'm all in.
I mean, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, this is why I'm not an OnlyFans, because it would like that would be it.
Yeah.
It'd be game over. I'd be Sam Smith in it on everyone. But I'll be out there in my red first, lace lingerie. Yeah.
First picture is lewd, Matt in a bathing suit. The second picture, fully spread,
Formula One outfit.
Ass.
Yeah. the we call that
seat dropping on a traffic cone.
We called that photo shoot the pit stop. So that is my thing. So that's my TV at the minute. Is basically I'm really into sports documentaries.
Yeah,
or
there's a tennis one as well, isn't there?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, just. So I could expect to see a tennis racket next week.
I think the nice thing is, like, I'm not a big Formula One kind of like aficionado. Like, I know there's a lot of people on Instagram, and yourself included, are much more into it than I am. But I enjoy it when I watch it. But it's just nice to see. I think with some of these sports, like Tour de France, I'm not a big cyclist, but I have cycled. I've got all the gear.
Yeah.
No idea. And Formula One, like, I get it. You know, I enjoy watching it, but kind of just seeing the behind the scenes kind of gives you a very different outlook on it.
It really makes you feel more involved and you can sort of...
You kind of empathise
you can
with the races.
It gives it dramatises it more. Because if you just sit like if they did that for the football, I guarantee there'd be a lot of people that aren't football fans like myself who probably go, I might watch this now.
Yeah, well, there was some documentaries on football. I want to say they were on Amazon, but they were the I can't remember the name of them now, but they went around the various clubs in the Premier League, and the one I watched was the Spurs one, because obviously a Spurs supporter, and it was with Jose Mourinho, and again, just seeing it behind the scenes, it kind of really just kind of strips back kind of this outside perspective that you have of stuff. And it's the same with Formula One. It just humanizes all the races.
I just think the way that drives us to Survive specifically is filmed.
Yeah.
It's filmed in a very nice way that it doesn't feel like you're watching a documentary, but it doesn't feel like you're watching anything that's been fully dramatized and faked.
Yeah, not heavily edited and stuff. And the Tour de France felt very much like that. And they filmed it in a similar style where it bounces between the teams and the riders. Each team has their story, if you like, but it doesn't always necessarily follow in consecutive order. So when you're watching it, you're like, oh, well, I saw that clip when I was watching about the Renault team or the McLaren team, but now they're showing it from that team's perspective. So it's not chronological. It's kind of like recapping their own individual season.
You see their own perspective on what led up to those events.
Yeah. So that's really good. So I'm enjoying that. I'm not into any drama series at the minute. There's nothing on there. I tell a lie. There's one thing I'm watching, but it's on a weekly drip, which annoys me because I just want to finish it. Which is Hijack with Idris Elba.
I've been told to watch that today.
Yeah.
I've just finished something on Amazon, on Apple TV, which I'll go into in a minute. And then, so that was my next one. But then I saw there was only 5 episodes out.
Yeah. So,
and so I've sort of gone, I will wait.
Yeah, I think you should. I think my opinion on that is it's not fast moving enough to keep you hooked when you have to wait a week. So you could put it down and forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if you binged it, it would be really good, because let's not forget, like, 90% of it is filmed on a plane.
Yeah, I have to binge TV. Like, I'm so spoiled. I've grown up in the era of, you know, grew up in the 90s yeah. where everything was weekly. Mm-hmm. But now I've got this streaming decade of an era of life. If anything's like, oh, it's coming out weekly now, I will wait until I can binge it all in a week.
I think we're all the same. I think the thing is, because our attention spans obviously are shorter, but in this case, it's almost the opposite. But our time availability is sporadic. So I might not be available every Tuesday.
No.
I might have a bad Tuesday with the kids and they might keep me up until 10 o'clock and then I'm too tired. And then I'll forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it'll be 2 weeks in between episodes and then I need to watch the fucking previous episode again. Because even the recap doesn't remind me what actually happened.
No.
So I think, yeah, I think like binging, I think, is the better way, I think, for most people to consume stuff now. Like Clarkson's Farm, you know, The Grand Tour, any stuff like that. You just want to kind of get it done.
And I do a lot of my watching on the go. Like, we'll have a TV slash like program that me and Jess are watching, if we've got time, which we don't.
Yeah.
We haven't sat down for about 3 weeks to watch something to cover. But then I'll have something that I'm watching, whether it be anime or a series, while I'm like doing my chores. Like every evening I'll do the washing up, I'll make the girls lunches, I've got it set up on Gravistar speaker in the kitchen, and I'm just watching it whilst I'm sorting the kitchen out, and that's sort of my routine.
And you've got your nice bigger kitchen now as well, which is cool.
I've also got this little TV that I've got, you know, that Tiger shop, Flying Tiger, stupid thing, a little wooden TV, you slide your phone in it, magnifies the screen.
I've seen that. It's quite a cool little gadget.
And then, yes, I've got that on the go with my little Gravistar speaker next to it, giving me a bit of good audio.
That is nice. Yeah, I tend to audiobook, so I'm massively into my Sherlock Holmes again at the minute, and it's on rinse repeat. I just play it again and again. Stephen Fry, who's amazing, but because I kind of like, I listen to it in the car, but then so in the car it's linked to my phone, in the bedroom it's linked to my Audible account, so they're not in time with each other.
Okay.
So I might put something on in the bedroom and it'll be on all night, just talking. Mm. And that's what we're used to now. But of course, it might rinse through three books. And then I'll get in the car and I'm still back at book one. So, So in bed, basically, I'm not paying attention to the story. It's just noise. Mm. So, but we've been like that with Harry Potter forever. You know, we just rinse, repeat book one through to seven and just rinse, repeat.
So you could find like a language book and you could wake up speaking Taiwanese.
Yeah. Or that classic Friends episode, like, I'm a strong, powerful woman.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
And then turn up the next day with some
full
mannerisms.
Feminist, yeah.
There we go. So, yeah, that's TV at the minute.
Yeah. So for me, quickly, I was watching Silo.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes. So that is one that I did put down. I think just because one or two episodes got a bit slow, but I'm probably about four or five episodes
in. 10 episodes long.
Yeah.
It could have been done in about 8 episodes, I think. There is probably a little bit too much filler in there. But I watched it. I watched all the way through.
It's a good looking program.
This week I've just done it from start to finish. And it is phenomenal. Mm. Like, the twists and turns that come out of it once you've finished it are just mind-blowing, because you don't really, like, I suppose looking back you can see them coming, but not to the magnitude that they happen.
And don't spoil, because I want to finish it, but I do think it's got that makings of a good game. It's obviously very Fallout-esque.
Very Fallout, you know.
So it's, when I watched it, I was just like, they base this on Fallout, haven't
they're
they?
In a vault.
Now
yeah.
I know you could basically say, we'll just go play Fallout, but it'd be nice to do something different. You know,
but it's very clever in the way it's done. But so I was that like hyped on it. I was like, cause it's a trilogy of books.
Yep.
So I was like, right, what book do I need to buy? Is it the second book I need to buy?
Yeah.
Like, what book am I buying now?
Me up past the series, case they don't make another one.
Well, because apparently it's not, they are making another one, but it's not going to hit screens until 2024. So I was like, well, I've got a year to read the books, the other two books, and I know the story.
Yeah.
And I'd rather read the books and watch it than vice versa.
Yeah.
So I was trying to Google it today, and apparently chapter 30 of book one is where it carries up from.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, shit, how big are these books?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But yeah, no, that was good. I love the cinematography, the feel, the look.
It's very good.
You know, the mystery.
Because it's got, I've got his name here. His name's Common.
Yeah.
AKA, isn't it? His real name is Lonnie Rashid Lynn.
Well, so, we know Common, obviously, is the rapper, soul. Yeah. One of my favourites.
He is one of the most stereotyped...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
...typecast
in
people.
In every role he plays, he's too cool for school.
Or a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I saw him, I was like...
Because he's been John Wick and he's been in loads of other things.
I'm like,
as soon as
he's on screen, I was like, you are definitely one of the main bad guys in this. You have to be. Because that's just who you are.
It's just, you're stereotyped in your films now.
Yeah. But that's what I've been watching. I did start this evening. I started The Foundation. That's on Apple TV as well.
Yes, I haven't watched that. I think there's a few. So Foundation is highly rated. What was the other one? Severance?
Yes.
Highly rated. There's a few that are really highly rated. Sci-fi. I just haven't had the energy to kind of get into anything too heavy.
No, I think this Foundation's going to be quite complex, almost Dune-like, where it's very sci-fi.
Yeah.
But because I was looking at that's again based on books, but books that are written in like the 40s or the 60s or something stupid. Like,
yeah.
They're really old books.
Yeah. So there's
those. That's going to be a long one.
And then also Amy said there's one called Upload, which is like Black Mirror and a mixture of Black Mirror and something else. So that's another one to kind of have a look at. So yeah, there's quite a bit on there at the minute. I think it's just having the time, isn't it? And the energy.
Yeah. So gaming, what are we doing?
At the moment, I tell you what I downloaded yesterday, because I've been seeing it everywhere and a lot of streamers have been playing it, and I thought the girls might like it. It is a paid game, but it's only like £8 on Steam, is Don't Look Up.
Okay.
So it's one where you start on the floor, and it's amazing how anxiety-inducing this game is. Like, you've got to basically climb up an endless amount of random kind of floors, pipes, ladders.
Oh, I think I've
all
seen
the way up into space
or something of this. Yeah,
yeah. And if you fall off, you start again. There are no lives. It's like you basically are just balancing your way up to the end of the game, but you're on very thin things. Yeah. And it is very vertigo inducing.
I suppose for the kids it'd be quite good because they love those bloody obbies on robots.
Obbies, exactly. Yeah. So they're like, this is like grown up obbies. So. Mm. And I'm guessing Obbies is for obstacles, I'm guessing.
I don't
really know where the name comes from. No. And they keep saying, I'm playing as Orb, but they pronounce it like Arby, you know, Americanized. But it's like...
It's got to be like an obstacle. Like
obstacle or...
What if it's like a mashup of like lobby and obstacle?
Maybe. I don't know. So, but Roblox is where that obviously has been made really well known. But it's basically like that. So I'm playing it and I'm getting vertigo. And I'm getting real anxiety about I'm going slower and slower and slower.
Higher and higher and higher.
So I can see why these streamers are like losing their shit when they're like right up in the heavens and they, you know, slip off. And you try and like rescue yourself on the way down because you can grip onto stuff. Mm. But you bounce far enough off, you've wasted like 6 hours worth. I think it was like 72 hours to finish.
Wow.
Or something stupid like that.
But can you save it? And
no, there's no saving.
So it's just 72 hours of just constant.
As far as I know, I think they must just leave their computers on. I don't know. I don't think it saves your progress. But then I've fallen off so many times, I don't get far enough to get to that point of thinking, what do I do when I go to bed? I just fall off and then turn it off because I rage.
Yeah, I'm done. I'll start again tomorrow.
I'll show you that. You can have a go at it in a minute. It's actually quite it's quite thirsty on the old GPU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like this sounds like it's about to fucking take off when this game plays because it's a good looking. It's a good for an indie game. It's really good looking. So
I won't be going on my PC then.
No. Well, once you build your new one.
If I build my new one.
So gaming wise, yeah, there's that. I've obviously finished Dead Island and I'm now going back through and kind of like just playing the dregs of it to try and get a bit more. I'd love some DLC on that because it's good fun. But again, just like energy levels have been so low. I've just been pretty much sofa monging.
Yeah.
Just watching TV and having some drinks and chatting to people. But there's obviously not been any massive releases recently. Although I would tell you on PS Plus, there is quite a few games lately.
Yeah.
So I went through Miles Morales. I downloaded that. I downloaded, I think, another Assassin's Creed. There was quite a few bits and bobs that I downloaded.
PlayStation Plus catalog is banging at the moment.
Yeah. There's quite a few on there that I just missed for whatever reason.
Like I said a few episodes ago, it's the reasons PlayStation's are better than Xbox. The games catalog is so much better.
Well, we won't get into that again. We'll be here all night.
You'll lose.
How about you? Still playing Diablo?
Yep. Still playing Diablo. So when Thursday night was the kickoff of their seasonal events.
Yep.
So they've got their own season pass.
Okay.
So season one, it's the season of the malignant.
Okay.
It's called. I played a little bit of it at 6 o'clock this morning. Might have been even before
that's
that.
That's when you know you're enjoying a game.
Might have been even before. That might have been like 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, that's when you know you're enjoying a game. When you like, it's been a long time since I wanted to get out before the kids and play a game. Yeah.
So because on my internet was like, so last night was normal game night.
Yeah.
So my plan last night was to play Grounded with the guys from work that mm-hmm. I normally play on a Thursday night, and then I was gonna like kick because I know obviously you had the Discord server and everything all going for Jay last night.
Yep.
I thought I can sit in the chat and I can sit on the game with my mates, get a bit of two. My internet router was just like red all night.
Really?
Just kept dropping out. That's frustrating. Kept dropping out. I think in half an hour, I rejoined the party and game with my mates about 5-6 times.
Yeah, it just gets to a point you just so think, I've got to give up.
I just went, you guys crack on, see you later. And yeah. I just finished Silo in bed in the end because yeah. I was done at that point. I was pissed off.
Yeah, internet is a kicker, isn't it? Once that goes, everything yeah. is connected. Like even my lights in here is connected.
It just kills everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's
these
why
days.
I got up so early this morning. So I was like, I was thinking, oh, if I get off the games with the boys early enough last night,
yeah.
I'll play Diablo late last night. So
yeah, yeah.
I ended up playing it early this morning instead.
Yeah, nice start to the day.
It's good because what they've managed to do is the season will last from now until October, I think.
Yep.
So it's
yep.
quite a long season.
3 months-ish.
Yeah, it's got a season pass.
Yep.
But from the start of every season, you have to start a brand new character to get into the new season. So okay. everybody starts at level one.
Okay.
Brand new character, level one. And then there's like a little mini campaign that's carrying on from the main campaign. So the main campaign's done. You have to finish it as a requirement. And then like the missions from that are all like spurs off the tail of that. So it's quite clever.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why they've delayed the release of the season pass to give everyone a chance to finish the game.
Yeah. Get everyone load
and,
finish,
and then extends the game.
And extends the game even further. Yeah, it's and then clever. It adds new mechanics, new weapons, yeah. new bits and bobs.
Clever strategy.
And then there's a premium version of the battle pass. That yeah. It's 90 levels long, but I don't. It's because I only played it for like an hour today. I'm not sure what the rate of progression is.
Yeah, yeah.
So once I've worked that out, I'll then decide whether I'm going to get to like level 70 and then pay for the premium battle pass, get the 20-tier skip and yep. finish it, or whether I'm just going to naturally get the way through it.
Do what your heart tells you is what I would say with that. Yeah. I mean, it's nice when you find a game that you like, and I don't mind, even if I paid for a game, if I've enjoyed it, like Dead Island, although I didn't technically pay for that, if I had paid for that, I wouldn't have a problem.
No.
Paying for an expansion or a thing. I think it's when you have to pay for content. Like Apex Legends drives me fucking nuts because I know it's a free game and I know I've bought my fair share of packs, but when you actually look at how expensive some of the cosmetics are, because, you know, there's certain weapons that just look crap unless you have something on them. Or something comes up and you're like, yeah, that's a bit of me, that is. You're going to end up spending like 30 quid.
Yeah, because Diablo's the same. Like, you can get skins for your character.
Yeah.
They're £20.
Who in their right mind thinks it's acceptable for a cosmetic item to cost 20, yeah. 30 quid?
In fact, it's 20 quid, but it also makes me fucking OP against enemies or gives me something of worth.
I just don't, you know, even with Roblox, it just drives me nuts.
Oh, Toca Boca World.
Yeah, I mean, Toca is like, but at least they're giving you...
I own that development company, the amount of money I've spent.
At least they're giving you content. Like, they're giving you new content. Mm. It's not just reskinning. They are giving you a new building and lots of new furniture. And so I kind of get it. And they do scale the pricing. So like, if the girls come to me and say, Daddy, can I have this? It's 99p. I'm like, yeah, sure, 99p, isn't it? I can afford 99p, yeah. And the kids are happy. Gives them an extra 4 hours of enjoyment. Brilliant. I'm more likely to spend 99p 20 times than I am to spend £20 once.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Very true,
And that's the thing with Apex and things that fucking kill me, is like, who has that sort of money?
Mm.
If you're a kid and you're going to your parents saying, I want some Apex coins, it's going to cost you £30. It's going to give me 20,000 Apex coins. Oh, brilliant. What's that going to get you? Like a whole season pass and this and that and extra content? No, it's going to get me one fucking skin.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, come on.
For the wingman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, come on. Like outfits, like for me, I think this is where like, you know, the legal system has to kick in and go, for cosmetic items, there has to be a sensible cap.
Yeah.
Because £20, £25, £30 to get, you know, an outfit, a gun or whatever. Unless it's like, you know, I know there's a black market on like CSGO.
Yeah.
You know, where stuff holds its value and you can sell it.
Oh, CSGO, because Carsten's like sold stuff for like £500
or more. Yeah, that's fine. If there's a marketplace where if you buy this item for £30, it's still worth £30 if you want to sell it a week later, then fine, because you've got the chance to get your money back. But if it's a one-time purchase deal and you're the only person that can have that item, I think they need to kind of like, you know, just, I think they need to tighten these things up and make it more affordable.
There needs to be enabled like a give back somehow.
Yeah. You know, they should have a cap of like cosmetics cannot cost more than £5 per item.
Because they are ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like, but if it had cost £5, I probably would have done it 10 times. They'd have made £50. I've bought nothing because I refuse to pay that much for cosmetic items.
Oh, 100%.
So yeah, that's a big gripe of mine. And it's not just exclusive to Apex.
No.
You probably get it in COD and get it in all sorts of games.
Yeah, COD skins are £16 a go, aren't they? Yeah. Easy.
What the fuck?
But I mean, at least with some of those packs, you do get operator skin, a weapon skin, a this or that. You get a couple, but again, it's still cosmetic, but you get a couple of cosmetics.
But this is the thing. If it's, you've got your one character and you want that one character to be cool as fuck, you might invest in that.
Yeah.
But with Apex, there's 20 fucking characters and then all the guns.
Mm.
And then there's lots of other stuff like trails when you fly through the sky and whatever, but you're not going to do that more than once.
No.
And again, if it was like $4.99 and the banging neon skin came out, and I'm like, because they often bring out a theme that goes across multiple characters, and you might be like, oh man, that is such a cool theme. Like this one at the minute on Apex is this very cool sort of Marty McFly retro kind of like neon 70s, 80s vibe. I'm like, oh, I'll have a bit of that. Oh, okay, £17.
Yeah, no.
But I'd want to unlock all of it.
Yeah.
And if it was unlocking on all 15 characters for £15, I might then go, well, okay, per character, you know, 60p per character, whatever. But it's not. It's like £15 a go.
A go.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's way too much. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I think that's why I haven't bought premium battle passes for Diablo yet. Because I think I've bought so many battle passes over the years that if I don't then sweat that game out every night or at least a few times a week to pay for that battle pass, it's just wasted money.
It is, yeah. I mean, I felt like up to a point I got value with Destiny.
Yeah.
Because I played thousands of hours of Destiny 1. And when a DLC came out, I jumped on it because I was loving the game. I was like, give me more. Just give me more.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where they were just reskinning stuff.
And
I'm like, the exotics are shit. The thing with Destiny is they came out with such great exotics in the first game that they couldn't be topped. Either their uniqueness or whatever. And it might be different now because, again, I've jumped off the train for the last year or two. But certainly when you went into Destiny 2, the exotics were really lackluster. Mm. They kind of debuffed all of the exotics from the first one and then drip-fed them back into the game as rewards. And you're like, you know, it's because you fucked up your design in the second one. You've not been unique enough with your weapons. Everyone's clambering for the originals. Galahorn, Thorn, you know, the last word, you know, all of these legendary guns from the first one, they haven't been topped because you just have either spunked your load too early and designed stuff that can't be beaten. The Galahorn was the one closely followed by Truth, which was a different style of a heavy weapon. But I just found like for the next year and a half, nothing excited me. None of the exotics excited me.
Reach that point to be stronger or more viable than that one. Yeah.
So when you feel really cheated when they start bringing those original exotics back, but you had to grind for them again, or you had to pay for them, or they were locked behind a paywall. You're like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, no.
Just evil.
That's just microtransactions and things. So I think that's why
we need to be policed. Like,
battle pass stuff. I think it's the sensible option. It's just to see how far you can play. If you get to like right, I've got 20 levels left. Now I buy the premium battle pass.
Yeah,
it gives. They all come with 20 tier skip normally anyway, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
So then that finishes it for you. Job done.
Exactly. I don't mind. Like on Apex, the one thing I don't mind is that you can play the new season. It's not locked away.
No.
But it will tell you that you could have unlocked level 10. You've got that far in your XP, and then you can go in and go, well, what would I get from level 1 to 10? I get this, and then you kind of go, okay, fine. It doesn't then make me start from zero.
No. Yeah.
You catch up.
Yeah, I think a lot of battle passes do that.
They allow you to catch up. Yeah, so, that's one positive, I guess.
Backdate it a bit, don't they? Mm. But that's why I think instead of buying it on day one,
wait
until you see how far you get and at the end go, I wanted that and it was in the thing, I'll buy it now.
Yeah, because often they will give you a very good item at the end of the season pass on all these season passes because otherwise, why would you do it? But then again, on the season pass, I'll go all the way to level 50 and go, not for me. Yeah,
not that fun.
Not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, back in the day, maybe everything was kind of like surprise.
Yeah. Overwatch was like that. Like, this Battle Pass on Overwatch has been pretty good. I haven't bought it, but it's actually quite good. But the previous ones have been fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
They've just been awful.
Yeah, not been good. Yeah, I think that's when it's the marketing team rather than the actual devs.
Yeah, I think we've eaten into our question time for today, so I might have to save that for next week now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What, have we got anything else we can squeeze in?
We've been ranting about video games, which is fine. No, not really. That's it.
Should we talk about brands and their emails? Because we ranted about this a bit before we jumped on. So
we're at 50 minutes. So
that's fine. We'll try and keep this one as quick as we can. So lately I've been receiving a lot of brand emails, mm-hmm. and they are frustrating because they are either missing the mark on what I do, or they're very vague.
Yeah.
Or my pet peeve is they try to make a commission sound like they're doing you a good deal.
Oh, they make it like they've moved heaven and earth for you and they're going to make you millions, don't they?
Yeah, basically, we're going to send you out this free digital software that's worth da-da-da-da. Well, it's worth nothing to me.
No.
Your digital software is nothing to me because the most recent one I had was a training course. I've got no desire in doing a training course whatsoever. And they want me to sell the training course to my audience. And they've said it is a paid collab. I don't know what, though. But when you go into the brief and it's just like, you know, we want 4 videos, 1 a week. You know, we want you to send us concepts of your idea for our brand. I'm not here to fucking create your marketing campaign for you. You tell me what you want. Yeah.
I'm not putting myself out to tender here.
Yeah. I'm with the best one in the world, I'm not your employee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to work with me, that's fine. You know, my page is my portfolio. Like, if you've got a certain brief you want me to follow, absolutely fine with that. You tell me.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
But by brief, I mean if you need it on a certain time, you know, got a time scale, or you want it shot in a certain direction or focused on a certain subject.
Yeah.
Not write us a script and then we'll tell you if it's good enough.
Well, that's it. My pet peeve is you need to give us you need to kind of give us a design board or a script or something like that. No, you tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to use my time for you to tell me you don't like what I've come up with. I'm not 100%. A logo designer.
No.
Where everything's in my head.
So I had that with a brand once. They're like, yeah, we really want to work. They're like, really stoked to work with me. And they're like, you know, they it's what they all do, don't they? They hype you up. They're like, oh, we've seen your stuff. We love it.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And then send them all their stuff through like photos for a brief. It's quite a common thing. Just like a pre-approval. Then they're like, oh, no, that doesn't fit within our ethos, our theme. And I'm like, but you've seen how I take my photos.
Yeah,
like
you reached out to me.
Like, my portfolio is my page.
Yeah.
Like, all my shots have a certain aesthetic or similar theme to them. They're my shots. If you don't like them, that's not kind of my problem.
No, it is frustrating. I don't want to come across as too moany because Jay wouldn't like that. But it is frustrating. Like, my time is valuable.
Yeah.
Your time is valuable.
Exactly.
Like, you know, when you send your email to me, cut the shit.
Yeah.
I don't want the copy paste comments of how amazing you find my page and how you've been following me for a while.
Because you haven't.
That's bollocks.
You haven't looked at it.
Just say, look, I found your page. You seem to be in our niche.
Or your name's come across my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, I've seen you tagged in a post or whatever. This is our product. Here's the link to it. Like, that's another thing that annoys me is when you go through a fucking 100-word email and there is not one single link to a product that they do.
No.
You know, there's no pictures, there's no website link, there's no, you know, no nothing. You basically are left to guess what they are. I had one today on that talking about some product or service, and I'm just like, I don't know what you're offering.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
you could literally be a greengrocer.
Yeah. If I cannot tell what you're asking me to do in that email, you're getting binned off. So if any brands are listening to this, like, and you know, there are lots of brands I love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of brands I respect and I would work with 100 times. So if you're one of those brands, you need not listen to this advice.
Yeah,
because
turn
you're
off now.
Because you're already great and I love you. But if you're, you know, a less established, like, you know, emailing 1,000 different creators the same copy-paste shit, get to the fucking point.
Mm.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what your budget is. Tell me whether it's paid or unpaid, gifted only. Because it will make your life easier.
Just starting with this is a gifted collaboration.
Yeah, we're looking to just gift the product. Okay, fine. What's the product? Here's the link. Brilliant. That's the format it should follow. Like, right, you know, just cut to the chase. you clearly don't have a good enough proposition if you're not confident in your product.
No.
So this is our product. This is the link. I get loads of cheap Amazon electronic stuff. And I probably take up 1% of those because there's only so many ways you can film a USB hub.
Yeah.
You know, or a laptop stand.
Charge cables are the worst as well.
Or a charge, yeah. Or anything charging related. So it's like, so then the second enticement needs to be your budget. So if your budget's good, I might then go, okay, the product looks all right. It might not be that exciting, but it, you know, it's utilitarian. People might like it. Like the cables that I still need to film. There's a very cool feature. I won't give it away yet. But there's something quite cool and unique about them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's actually two quite cool and unique things about those cables. Cables are just hard to film. And obviously we've had everything going on with Jay and everything else. So I'm a bit behind on content. But I've got no problem filming that. It's not paid, but... it is paid, sorry. But they also sent some cool cables and stuff. But the majority of stuff that you get offered is very grey, very bland. It's not exciting. So there has to be something more than product.
Yeah.
There has to be, you know, and commission ain't it.
Our commission is dead.
I'm not here for commission.
No, you make nothing.
You don't make anything. If I make 10, 15 quid, whatever, you're getting content.
Mm.
So if you want me to sell your stuff, then I might as well just steal your images, put it in my story, and put a link up.
Yeah.
It'll take me 5 minutes.
Like I said to you earlier, I've had that email from a brand who wants to do something later on in the year. But by the sounds of it, they just want me to repost what they gave me last year.
Yeah, for free. So
it's kind of like, what's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah. I mean, I'm grateful that you want my content to advertise your product again. Mm. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah.
But equally, there's got to be...
There has to be a mutual gain. Yeah. I think that's the thing. The reason for the kind of... I don't want to come across as too moany, but I clearly am, is that, you know, it's tiring. Mm. This is work. And we're not full-time creators. We work other jobs as well. So when I'm coming home and giving you my fucking prime time, spare time, when I could be with my kids and my family, it has to be worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for many creators, 5-10% commission, it ain't exciting. You're signing up for all these different platforms to earn your commission through and track it. I don't care.
No.
I don't care. Just send a product. If it's cool and I think it's worth it, I'll do it for just product. If it's, you know, cool, but, you know, I could take it or leave it, you need to come with some sort of monetary, you know, kind of incentive as well.
There's got to be a little dangle of the carrot.
It just has to be worth it, you know. We're giving up a lot of our time.
There's plenty of brands out there that, like, we will work for free, but they're brands that we've already worked with and are established with and have a good relationship with.
Yeah, or the value's good, or, you know, or it's an exciting product. Like, with the best one in the world, nothing excites me if it's charging related or a USB hub related or a laptop stand or whatever. I've kind of done it 100 times, so... You know, it's not exciting. Maybe you need to reach out to smaller creators, you know, or people that are kind of learning their trade. But they don't want that. They want to go for the big guys and they want to take, you know, that exposure, that reach, that community that creator's built, which is absolute blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah.
You know, it's 7-8 years worth of work to get to that level. It shouldn't be cheap.
Right.
It can't be cheap. Otherwise, you know, we're just selling our soul for... You know, 5% commission, just yeah. So that's
5% of 200 yen.
Exactly. That's my pet peeve. Is like, I'm turning down 90% of stuff at the minute because it's just not worth it.
No, I'm with you there.
I would much rather brands appear to be more selective, because another bad habit at the minute is brands copying in 70 different creators in an email,
in the same email,
in the same email,
everyone's
chain.
Email address.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, it's one thing. I mean, they just put it in the wrong thing, because you're supposed to like BCC it or CC it in a different way, aren't
you?
Yeah,
but often you can't copy-paste in a BCC.
No.
You can only copy-paste emails in the main headline. I think that's where it is. People are lazy. They haven't got the right software or whatever, so they just get all of these emails, copy-paste, and they don't go into the BCC. Like you say, they go into just all or CC. You know, so it's...
Every way around it is.
It's really annoying, but it's really unprofessional. Like, if I get copied in and I see straight away that 50, 60 other creators are copied in, you're a delete straight
The one
away.
I had recently, there was literally people in there emailing back saying, I'll work with you once you figure out how to use basic email.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I do. It puts me off straight away. If you cannot send me an email, so I automatically know it's a copy-paste. And there's nothing wrong with copy-paste. I understand they're trying to be efficient. But maybe just make it less bullshitty. Mm. Like, I've been following your page for a while. No, you haven't.
Yeah. You're not in my followers.
No, just keep it simple. Like, I hope this email finds you well. I'm looking at creators to market one of our products. You know, don't make it, you know, I think they're trying to make it personal to sound like it is.
Yeah, they try and hype you up, don't they?
Yeah, but when you get 30 emails like that a month, you see through it straight away.
Yeah.
Just keep it to the point.
Because I know you 30 brands aren't liking my other posts.
No, I've never seen you on my page.
No.
You don't even follow me. You know, so that's very unlikely that you've been following me and admire my content and work and love it, because you've automatically asked for my demographics, my reach, my statistics.
Yeah, you've been following me for 12 months, but you also want to know all of my insights.
Yeah, you know, you basically asked, you know, and when what I can you, I do for them? Yeah. Can I script some posts for them so they can see how I work? No. You come to me. You've quite clearly, as in your email said, you've been following me for a while and see my content.
You are a big fan of mine.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what it should be is, I like your content. Could you do something similar for us? Yes, I can.
Yeah.
What's the product? It's this. Okay, great. Have you got any budget? No. Okay, well, I might need a bit more product. Or, okay, well, I can only give you this. I can give you a photo or a story or a...
That's where the negotiation comes in. It's either the way I like to work mine, in the occasion it works, is if it's not a monetary value there, it's like if they've got other products, it's product like to around the value of...
Mm.
Because then it makes makes it worth it.
Yeah, I would normally say, and this is a rule of thumb here, so it's not every time, but I would normally say the value of the goods need to be like it's £200 or above or below.
Mm.
If it's below 200, then it's maybe not worth me just doing product. If it's over 200, then I'm happy to wipe any fee because the value starts, you know, going up.
Going up, yeah.
But also, like you said, there's different levels. So for me, taking a photo of a product, I'll do that for free for an exchange of goods. If it's like a games controller, 60 quid, one photo, happy days. It's still going on my feed to 80,000 followers, so you could be quids in. If you want me to do a reel with just music, easy cuts, unboxing, whatever, that might be cheaper. If you want me to do like a full unboxing with voiceover, and you know, proper voiceover, proper camera, proper production, that's going to be at the higher end.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've had brands recently coming up saying, you know, sending me the links to the stuff that they like and then wanting that for just product exchange. And it's like, well, no, that doesn't work for me. No. That's too much work.
Yeah, I actually got paid to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's a pet gripe.
That's our rant.
So that brings us to the end of our session today.
Our ranty, slightly ranty podcast.
It was a bit of a ranty podcast, but we obviously,
we had got some emotions.
We are very emotional at the minute. I'm very emotionally tired this week, and I kind of my bullshit filters on, like, you know, when people are approaching you, when you're mourning your friend, you kind of can't deal with the bullshit.
Yeah. And I'm just not in the mood for it.
I think that's hit me hard this week. Like I'm getting brand emails on the day my friend died, our friend died, you know, and they don't know.
No,
and I've had to say this to myself as well, because I've been tempted to respond to a few of them. And I'm like, they don't know.
No.
They don't know. That's not their fault.
Well, but if like they said, they've been following you for years,
they would know.
Then they would have seen your story. They would have known.
Like I had one company that worked with me recently reach out saying they want to do a giveaway.
Mm.
And I was like, it's not the right time, guys. I've just, obviously we've lost a friend, you know, today. Yeah. And but I'm happy to do it. But can we just do it another time? Okay, when? Well, how about we start talking?
How about
next?
I'm grieving and you can fuck off?
Yeah. How about let's just say next week.
Yeah.
And then it was okay. So there's just nothing in there. There's just, they haven't picked up on that vibe that, you know, I'm really not in a place to do this
when
right
they,
now.
When you've read I've lost a friend, they think that he's playing hide and seek somewhere. They
probably
don't. Yeah. They haven't made that tangent. Yeah.
So yeah, I think this week I've definitely had a very short kind of attention span / fuse / willingness to kind of negotiate. It's been my way or the highway. But to be honest with you, I think I need to do a bit more of that, because I think, you know, I've been flogging myself to death for months now, putting myself under pressure when work's not easy as well.
But I think you get to a point where you've got to hold yourself to a higher standard of what you're willing to take.
I think so. It's a bit of less is more as well.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people wouldn't be upset if not every post was a brand post, you know, and that gives you a chance to maybe have a bit more fun in between.
Mm.
But, you know, we are whores for the tech.
That's hard to say no.
It is hard to say no. Yeah. Unless, you know, you're going back to my 20s when I asked people out and then I got no quite a lot.
It was easy to say no back then.
It was easy to say no. It just wasn't me saying no.
Yeah.
It was whoever I was talking to. But yeah, there we go. So yes, again, we'd like to put a special tribute out to Kadina or Edina, who is Jay's wife. You probably won't be listening to this anyway, but just in case, we love you very much and we're thinking of you in this very difficult time. And
all of us, all of royalty behind you.
Yeah, you have made a lot of friends. You just maybe don't know it. So,
I've never spoken or met Edina, but from what I hear, she's an amazing woman.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. Met her on Saturday, obviously, which was the few days before Jay passed away. And you just kind of know when someone is just right for someone.
Yeah.
She was just, yeah, just warm, nice, loving. Just, you could tell she'd been dealing with it for so long. It was very normal to see Jay ill. So, you know, when you kind of, you haven't seen someone who's very ill, you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
The trick, I think, with Edna is that she didn't treat him like he was sick.
No.
She talked to him normally.
It's just Jay.
It's just...
And to her it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's probably the best thing.
So I can see why that normality of being treated like not like a sick person is just what a sick person needs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that.
You know, whereas, you know, all everyone going up to see him and being sad and mopey and whatever. And I tried my best not to be like that. I was actually very impressed that I kept it together for... You know, the time that we were with him for about 3 hours.
You sort of read the room a bit more, don't you? You sort of feed off the atmosphere.
Yeah, and I was with Edna, Jay's mum, Jay's brother, and one of Jay's oldest friends who might be listening to this, John, who was really nice to meet. And we've talked a few times on Instagram over the last few days and kind of shared a bit of grief. And they're just acting very, very normal. Mm. And having a normal conversation, talking about Goodwood Festival and cars and all the stuff Jay likes.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I'm kind of sitting there just trying not to cry, basically. So I think it, you know, I think people maybe appreciate normality when they're staring fear in the face, just taking your mind off it, talking about normal stuff. So we were talking about food, talking about games, talking about how Jay made Reptron Boy the name.
Yeah.
And he explained that and stuff. And, you know, Edna was there being her, went off and got coffees for all of us, came back. While Jay just sat there, just listening, soaking it all in, and every now and again interjecting a little bit of his wisdom and stuff, even though it was a struggle.
That's lovely, yeah.
So, yeah, very, very lucky. Very, very lucky to have that moment. But, yeah, love you, Jay. And we never got a chance to finish our podcast, which was very, very sad. Obviously, my audio tanked on that one. Would have been nice to get him back on, but not to be, sadly. And, yeah, this podcast and probably rest of the season... dedicated to you, mate.
Yeah, it's all for you, Jay.
There we go. So let's wrap it up there.
We will do.
We did it a bit longer than we said we were going to do.
Yeah,
but still
not too bad.
Just about an hour.
Yeah, just over.
Just over. There we go. Well, thank you everyone for watching. I guarantee the next one will be a little bit more upbeat. We'll be less tired, less emotional.
Well, no, 6 weeks holiday, we might be more tired.
Yeah, we'll definitely be more emotional, in fairness. Yeah. But yeah, no, good to have you here and listening. Anyone that is struggling or dealing with anything tough. You know where to come to. We are open for your messages.
Yep, you can find us at The Dadcast on Instagram or Threads. And then you've got I Am Milks and me at MechTech Gaming.
Or the Discord.
Threads. The Royalty Discord
is a very good place to be.
Very good place to be.
Because we're all busy. We all have our busy lives. And I try and get back to all messages. And I try and respond to all the messages like I want to respond, like a Jay would respond. Because, you know, he was very good at giving everyone his time and stuff. But
so positive, yeah.
I'm not as good at maybe kind of not giving the time, but I feel like sometimes my responses could be longer. There's only so many times you can kind of like...
I think certain times it's hard to know what to say.
Yeah, it is. So I try and say the right thing, and I'm usually quite good with my words, but then equally, if I don't know someone's situation, I kind of find it quite hard.
You don't want to start making assumptions. That's the
problem. And equally, you don't want to overstep it and make them feel worse than actually they felt by trying to be like, you know, super helpful and actually do the opposite.
But everybody in there is amazing.
But the Discord is good, because then you get the advantage of everyone. And there's bound to be someone in there that is got the vibe right.
Yeah.
Everyone is pretty good. We're very protective of the Discord in so much that we get any troublemakers, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone in a minute.
We get any very strange people, we give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt, then they're gone. So it's very, very well curated, but it's also very well moderated. We've got some really good mods in there.
We have.
That keep it on track. So there we go. If you want a nice community to go talk to, hang out, give you support, talk gaming, tech, films, anime... you name it, there's a bit of everything in there. Then jump in the Royalty RGB Discord. The link is on the Royalty RGB Instagram. Or you can DM us and we'll give you the link.
Yeah, we'll send you over.
There we go. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Week.